First of all, I'd like to thank the organizer for inviting me here. It's always very nice to be back to Toronto. So the title is Yelmo Connections over Non-Rainbow Service, but keep in mind that our ultimate goal was to study the modulized space of flat connection over non-rainbow service. So this would just be the outline of the talk. So first part, of course, we want to review what is the modulized space of flat connections. So there are a lot of different ways to look at them, but I will just be reviewing two of them. The first one would be through the symplectic geometric point of view. The second will be using the representation variety. And then there is this the third type, which is the stratification theory that leads to our second part of the talk, which is the Yelmo connection. So over here, we will be telling you what is the Yelmo functional, what is the definition of it. There is the classical definition over the Riemann service, but we will explain what you could do over a non-rainbow service. And then the second part would be defining what is the representation variety for such modulized space. And then third one would be on the reduction formula for each strata. So we want to see what at the space of all connections, when you have all different stratas, what you do with them. So the references would be this two paper, which is on archive. Okay, great. So first of all, let's review what is the modulized space of flat connection. So if you have sigma, which is a compact surface, and it's not homomorphic to S2, so it could be orientable, it could be non-orientable, and your G is a compact connected Lie group, so P is the principal G bound over sigma, then the space of all connection, this curly AP, is isomorphic to this vector space. Omega 1 goes from sigma to the joint bundle. And this curly GP is the group of gauge transformation. It's also an infinite dimensional space. It's isomorphic to the zero form from sigma goes into this G bundle. Now, if you consider the flat connection, which is a subspace of the space of connections, sometimes it could be empty because it's not necessary that all the principal bundle would emit flat connection, right? But if it's not empty, then you can consider this quotient space, which is by this action. So GP acts on the space of flat connections this way. So F is a gauge transformation. Theta is a connection. So you take a joint F theta minus the pullback of the right Mary Kadam form. And so the quotient space of this action is what we call the modulized space of gauge equivalent classes of flat connection. So this is the definition of it. And this is well defined for all sigma. And particularly, if our sigma is orientable, then there are a lot of different ways to study this space. And then the first one we'll be talking about is the symplectic geometric way to look at them. Again, review that this curly AP is the space of all connections. So we said that it's isomorphic to this vector space. And it's not just a vector space. Actually, it is symplectic vector space. So you have a natural symplectic form, which was mentioned in David's talk or Tom's talk yesterday. So you take the trace of A which B, so A, B are in a tangent space of the space of connection. You take the trace of them and integrate it over sigma. So that's your symplectic form. And the action of the gauge group on the space of a connection, this action which was defined on the previous page, this action is actually Hamiltonian. So you have a moment map. So the moment map goes from the manifold into the dual of the Lie algebra, which is this two form. So it's very nice because it's descending. Sorry. So it is descending this this connection into the curvature form. And so what we defined it for, the moduli space of flat one, so the flat connection over the gauge transformation, is just naturally a symplectic reduction at the zero level set. So you just consider the zero level set quotient out by the gauge transformation. And so by symplectic geometry, we know that it inherits a symplectic structure from the original manifold. So this is from the original manifold. So you have a symplectic form on the quotient space. And in fact, it's not just have a symplectic structure, it also have a Kähler structure. So this is the Kähler structure. So J is the complex structure. It's defined using the hot star operator on the surface, because now we are Riemann surface, so we have this star. And this Riemannian metric is defined by using this J and the omega. So it's the trace of A with star B, and you integrate it over sigma. So we can study this moduli space by symplotic geometry or Kähler geometry. Because this is just a quick review, so we will not talk about the details, but if you're interested, you can see all these references of Yabat and Jeffries and a lot of other people's paper. Now the second way to look at this is by using this more algebraic wave, which is the representation variety. So this has been mentioned many times yesterday in David's talk and Tom's talk. So this is home from pi y sigma goes into G. So this is the representation variety. And if your sigma is orientable, so it's a Riemann surface with a certain genus, then you would have this 2L generator with one relation, which is the product of the commutator, equals to identity element. And then this quotient is quotient by the conjugation action. And if your sigma is non-orientable, so it's homomorphic to the connected sum of m copies of RP2, then you would have n generator, which the relation is the product of the square equals to identity. So it's just by definition. Now there is a one-to-one correspondence between this representation variety and the moduli space picture that we just described. So the correspondent goes like this. If you are given a row, so it's homomorphism from pi 1 sigma into G, then the way to construct this flat bundle is, so the bundle is by defining using sigma tilde, so this is not the double cover, this is the universal covering of sigma, cross G, quotient out by pi 1 G. Sorry.
Can you take sigma tilde to just be the upper half plane?
This is basically, yeah. Yeah, that is because it's universal coming, so it's upper.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yes, this is that, and then so you, yes. Okay, and then, so the flat connection is by, you look at up here, you look at the right Merkle function, the flat one, and you project it onto this quotient space, so that's your flat connection. And it goes the other direction if you are given a principal bundle P, and together with A, which is a flat connection, then the way to get this back is by looking at the holonomy around any loop, right? So, because if you consider a flat one, then this holonomy does not depend on the loop itself, it only depends on the homotopy class. So this is what defined over pi 1 sigma. So this is how you get it back. And then so you have this one-to-one correspondence between this home space and moduli space of flat connection. So this home space is the same as the moduli space of flat connection when you consider all possible P. So you have to consider all principal bundle over sigma. And so because of the way that it describes the moduli space, you actually will be able to see what the dimensions should be like. So this is how the dimensions should look like. So ZG is the center of G. Now Alexis, Mark, and American, they construct this quantum Hamiltonian system to study this moduli space, which is very, very nice. So this quasi Hamiltonian system compared to the usual Hamiltonian system is that you also have a triple, so M is a G manifold, and your omega is a two-foreign invariant, but it's not symplotic. And you have a mu, which is a group value map instead of the dual of the Lie algebra, such that it satisfies the following condition. Now, nicely, this moduli space of flat connection over a Riemann surface is an example of the quasi Hamiltonian reduction. So you have this machinery to work on this moduli space of flat connection over Riemann surface. But the remark is that the moduli space of flat connection over a non-orientable surface is not a quasi Hamiltonian reduction. But nevertheless, we can still use that to work out the first topological invariant of the moduli space, which is the pi zero. This is able to see, yeah. So this is the pi zero, the connectedness of, sorry, is it down a little bit? Okay. So this is the connectedness result of the moduli space. The orientable part was due to Atiyah Bhatt. We did the non-orientable part. So if your sigma is a closed compact surface with negative Euler characteristic, so this is if you have a genus L Riemann surface, this is if you have connected sum of m copies of RP2, then the pi zero of this moduli space is pi 1 GSS if your sigma is orientable. And it is pi 1 G quotient 2 pi 1 G if your sigma is non-orientable. So if you look at this example, you might have a better feeling about it. So this is our some classical Lie group. SUN and spin group, they are simply connected and they are also semi-simple. So pi 1 G and pi 1 GSS are the same. Oh, sorry. So GSS is the semi-simple part of the compact Lie group. So you know that any compact Lie group, you would have the semi-simple part and you also have the center part, right? Just two parts. And so for SUN and spin group, they are semi-simple. So pi 1 G and pi 1 GSS are the same. So it's just the trivial group, which means that the moduli space of flat SUN or flat spin connections are connected. So you may have one component, no matter you are over orientable surface or non-orientable surface, it's the same. And for SON connection, you will have two components, which comes from two bundle, actually. And then for UN connection, it's kind of interesting because over UN, the pi 1G is Z, but its GSS part is a SUN, which means that you only have one component. Okay? So pi 1G quotient 2 pi 1G is Z2, so you will have two. So if you are familiar with this, or the possible principal bundle over sigma, then you will notice that so here, or the possible principal bundle over sigma is pi 1 g if your sigma is orientable, and it's pi 1 g quotient 2 pi 1 g if your sigma is non-orientable. So compare this and that, what you see is that for all principal bundle over non-orientable surface, it always has flat connection, but for principal bundle over orientable surface, sometimes it doesn't. So like in this case, UN case, only the bundle, the UN bundle which has trivial chain class would have flat connection. So we'll see this later in the example that you will see from the picture that only the flat one, so the chain class is trivial one, would have the flat connection. So this is just a really quick review of what the moduli space of flat connection is. What we want to do today is the Yamal connection. So what is the Yamal functional and the corresponding relations with the Morse theory? So for the orientable theory was studied by Atiyah Bhatt and Dastaloupoulos. So sigma is a Riemann surface of genus L bigger than 1. So those are just some notation recall. Your theta is a connection. Your f theta is a curvature form. So the Yamal functional defined on the space of all connection is by using what? You take the trace of f theta, which is star f theta, and you integrate it over sigma. So this is your Yamal functional. And your Yamal connection are the critical points of such functional. So if you let this n, this curly n mu denotes the set of critical points of index mu, so what is mu is, we will see it in an example later, but just look at them as the set of critical points. Then this A mu is the set of connection which flows through them under this gradient flow. So those are basically the stable manifold. So the idea to keep in mind is this S2, and this is the height function. So this critical point would just be the north pole and the south pole. And so A mu of the south pole would just be everything except the north pole. Now, in general, if a function is Morse spot, then this merged inequality would exist. However, in our case, our LP is not a Mossbach function. So this Yamal function is not Mossbach. But does Kaluplus prove, which originally was conjectured in Natia Bhatt's paper, that this stratification is a Morse stratification? And so does Kaluplus prove this? And so we have a Morse inequality, and so we have a Lonczak sequence. And in fact, he showed that, Natia Bhatt showed that this is a perfect stratification, so it is equivalently perfect up to the gauge transformation. Okay, so the long exact sequence of the equivariant cohomology up to G, so this A mu, A J, A I, this long exact sequence actually split. So this long exact sequence split into short exact sequence. So this part is zero, this part is zero. So the notation A J, A I, A mu, so I is index set of several strata, and then you add one more up, so that will be your J, right? So you can go from the first one to the second one, and it goes all the way up. And so this is a stratification, and you get a relation between them. So this K is the co-dimension of A mu, so this part is because of the tongue isomorphism, sorry.
Does that fail to split if you use finite field coefficients?
The problem here is that finite field, I'm not so sure. Pardon me? Yeah, but I'm not so sure if this thing was still split. I know that this part, we want it to be Q, because other group G would have torsion, and then this part would be really bad. But I'm not so sure if this part would still be perfect if you change the coefficient to other things. Yeah. Right. Okay, so if we have this being perfect, which means that we can go from AI to AJ, so we can go from the lower one to the upper one, but we want to do it recursively because the one that we really want to study is the lowest one. And so knowing that the total space, A, which is contractible, is the same as a point, it's the same as a point, so equivariant cohomology is the same as the BG. And so this part, we want it to be Q, because if it's UN, then it's fine to be integer coefficient. But if it's other group, then we want it to be Q. Okay, so this is known, and then so this way we can recursively do, and then we get the lowest strata, which is the open strata, the biggest one. Yeah, so this is basically how we get the lowest one. So this stratification is on the space of all connection. But what we wanted to have is actually the flat one. So those are the critical points. But they are okay because it retracts to A and mu. So A mu retracts to N mu. So we have the equivariant cohomology the same. So HG A mu is the same as HG N mu for each mu. So they are the same. And this ASS, where we said the lowest strata, is the minimal solution to the Yang-Mell equation. So if your principal bundle does have flat connection, then this is the flat one. So NSS is the flat one. But if it's not, then they are just the minimal solution to the Yang-Mell connection, to the Yang-Mell functional, which is not the flat one. And so we can study this topology of moduli space of flat connection by Morse theory if you are over a orientable surface. So the natural question is that if we can apply this idea to a non-orientable surface. So if your sigma is non-orientable, then the first thing that you have to worry about is the integration. So if your sigma is non-orientable, So it's either connected some of a Riemann surface with a Klein bottle or with an RP2. So what is integration of this thing over a non-Bose surface? And what we propose to do is to look at its double cover. It's very natural to do that. So your sigma is sigma Li. Then you look at the double cover. That would be a Riemann surface of genus 2 plus and minus 1. So the first observation is that this pullback bundle has to be trivial. Okay. So this color is actually not very clear to see. So what I wrote is P over sigma. So this is any principal bundle over sigma, which is non-reinforceable surface. Here you have a pi, so sigma tilde is the double cover, and P tilde is the pullback bundle. So this P tilde has to be topologically trivial because of some reason. We discussed it. So this has to be topologically trivial. And this is important when you look at the strata of this non-reinforceable business. Okay, so this was discussed yesterday in David's talk. So tau is this stack transformation over sigma tilde. So this is anti-symplatic, anti-holomorphic, isometric involution. So it induces anti-symplatic, anti-holomorphic, isometric involution on the space of all connection. So this is upstairs. So you have this involution. And then this pi, this projection, this covering map, induces inclusion, goes the other direction, goes from the space of connection into the space of connection upstairs. And the image of that is just a fixed point set. And then so it said that this AP is a totally geodesic, totally real Lagrangian submanifold. And so using this, we can define the space of we can define a Young-Mills functional on the space of connection downstairs, because what we want to define, so notice that the domain of the Young-Mills functional is the space of connection, right? So the way to define it naturally would be, so this LP define it on AP, because AP is the same as the fixed point set over here, so it's the same as this one. So we just using the Young-Mills functional upstairs, and then you restrict it to the fixed point set. And then so the Young-Mills connection will just be the critical point of LP. So it's a very natural way to think of it. And so what is the zero level set? So if it's zero, then it means that upstairs is also zero. And then so those are the flat connection. And then this LP tilde, so the Young-Mills functional upstairs, it is tau tilde invariant, so invariant under this involution. So the flat connection downstairs, so those are the flat connection downstairs, are the flat connection upstairs, which are invariant under the involution. And all the Young-Mills connection downstairs are the Young-Mills connection upstairs, which are fixed under this involution. So this is always not empty because you are looking at the connections over a non-reinforceable surface. So this is always not empty. So using this, we get a stratification for the moduli, for the space of connection downstairs. So basically what you do is you have this fixed point set upstairs, and upstairs you have a stratification very nicely, and then so you just use the stratification to intersect with the fixed point set. So up to here, everything is quite natural. So what the strata should look like, so n mu should be the n mu upstairs, intersect with the fixed point set, and then a mu would be the strata upstairs, intersect with the fixed point set. So the total Young-Mills connection are just, you consider the union of all possible mu, all the strata. But the interesting thing is that actually this intersection sometimes could be empty. So it means that it's not all the strata will survive under this intersection with the fixed point set. So there are some strata which does not intersect with the fixed point set. So it missed that. And then so the strata downstairs is kind of, in a sense, that smaller or less. And for the purpose of equivariant cohomology, so what we want to do is actually study the topology of the moduli space of flat connection, right? The flat one. And then so you look at it, so this is mu because what you want to do is you have a stratification, the lowest one is by using all the strata up there, and you recursively do this, and then you get the lowest one. So you want to know what happens up, like in, at all the other strata mu. So this A mu G, and then this mu G, so this is the stable manifold of N mu, so it's retract to N mu. So up to the gauge transformation, they are the same. And up here, it's the same as well because this G0, so G0 is the base gauge group, which means that the gauge transformation, and you fix a point at identity. So that is your base gauge group. So it's no more N G. So that acts naturally, like freely, onto N mu. Okay, so they are the same. And then G quotient by G0. So this thing would give you an isomorphism of equivariant cohomology. So this is the equivariant cohomology of A mu is the same as the equivariant cohomology of N mu and the same as this one. So the reason that we want to go from here to here, later you will see, is because this thing, so what I think David said yesterday, so N0, if you consider the flat one up to the gauge transformation, the base gauge of transformation, then it gives you this home thing, this representation variety. And then so here what we want is also this. So this thing is the space of Young-Mach connection of type mu. And then we want to write this as some kind of representation variety as well. So that's what we want to construct. So if you have this kind of representation variety, then everything becomes very clear because it's just like copies of G or copies of the Lie group or whatever. It's just very concrete and it's finite dimensional. It's much easier to deal with. So this is the second part, which is the representation variety for Young-Mach functional, Young-Mach connection. So again, you fix a principal bundle P, and LP is gauge invariant, so consider the flat one sit inside of all the connection, the Young-Mach connection, and sit inside of all the connection. So this is gauge equivariant inclusion. So this inclusion is that. And so the flat one is just the flat one quotient space. And then this is the Young-Mach connection, other quotient space of the Young-Mach connection. Now this flat one is this home thing, right? So we know that it is the same as home pi 1 sigma goes into G quotient L by G. So the question is, what is this Young-Mach connection? Now, from this inclusion, you see this sits inside of that, right? So if you have something which looks like this, then this part might be some kind of extension of pi 1 sigma, right? So what you can suggest is something like home and something, which is an extension of pi 1 sigma, goes into G quotient L by G, something like that. And so this is what we did. This is the super central extension that we constructed. So you have this blue box. This is the extension. So this is pi 1 sigma. And then this is the gamma r sigma that we call the super central extension, super, because you have the Z2 grading here. Okay. So A goes to here, A bot. Those are the generator in the fundamental group. And JR is from this R. And the relation between this element and element coming from the fundamental group is that if this degree is equal to zero, then it is AJR, A inverse equals to JR, and if it's equal to one, then it is equal to J minus R. So what it means is that, so pi 1 sigma, you can, so it is a loop, right, on the surface. And so if you consider the tangent bundle restrict to this loop, if it is orientable, then the degree would be called zero. And if it's not orientable, then the degree would be called one. And then so imagine if you have a Riemann surface, then all the loop is the orientable thing, right? And then so all the degree would be zero. But if you consider the surface which has the non-orientable part, namely, like if you have a Riemann surface and an RP2 part, then the tangent bundle restrict on that C, on that RP2 thing, you would have degree 1. So for that particular generator, you would have CJR, C inverse, equals to J minus R. But for the rest, you would still have JR. So if you try to spell it out, it will look like this. So this is how it looks like. So for Riemann surface, because everything is orientable, right? So the degree will always be zero. And then so here you would just have the relation AJR A inverse equals to JR. So this part will always be JR. But for the non-orientable surface, then when you look at this particular loop, which represents the RP2 thing, then you would have AJR C inverse equals to J minus R. So this is if you look at it out. And similarly for sigma L2, like if you have a Klein bottle, then it's the same. You have C and D, so for C, which is the non-orientable thing, then you will have minus R, but if you have, which represent the orientable thing, would still be JR. So this is the supercentroid extension, gamma R sigma. And with that, you can write out what is the representation variety for the moduli space of Yamaha connection. So a Kiabat turns out is that if you have this, Euler characteristic is negative, and the moduli space of Yamaha connection can be written as this. So you have homomorphism from this extension, so the central extension goes into G, and then the whole thing quotient out by G. And if you try to write this out using this, then what you get is A1, B1. So those are the generator of the surface, right, from fundamental group. However, they have to lie inside of the stabilizer because of this relation. And the product of the commutator is equal to exponential x. And the action of G onto this element, so the first 2L part, the natural one, the conjugation action, the last one would be the adjoint action. So their result. And so our result on the non-orientable surface is that if you use this supercentroid extension, just including this grading, then what you get is you have A1, B1 tail ALBL, and then the C. So this is the RP2 part, and then X. So AIBI start in the stabilizer of X. But for X, the relation is different because of this, right? It's J minus R. So you have adjoint C, X equals to minus X, not the stabilizer. And the relation is still the product of the commutator equals to exponential X, C squared, and then G up to the G action. So if you consider this other thing, sigma L2, which is the connected sum of a Riemann surface with a Klein bottle, it's quite the same. You have AIBI, and then you have a DC. The relation is C, DC inverse D times exponential X is equal to the product of the commutator. So this D is still the orientable loop. Okay, so they are in GX. But for C, it is in the non-orientable bar, so it is adjoint CX equals to minus X. So the action are the same. For the group element, it's the conjugation action. For the Lie algebra element, it's the adjoint action. So everything is quite quite nice, like you can see it quite clearly. So the thing is, now you are able to write out this moduli space of Yamaha connection very concretely. So this way gives you a way to see how the strata should look like, because you can basically decompose this thing from the Lie algebra element. So just reminder that all the things that we are doing, trying to write things as like copies of G's or copies of element in the Lie algebra, is because we really want to see what the strata look like. But those things are just, if you look at A mu, which is the strata, the stable manifold, then it is like huge, right? And then you can't really describe them nicely. But if you write it out as this representation variety, which means that you only look at the critical set up to the base gauge group, then it becomes quite nice. It's just a fine dimensional description, and you are able to work on them. So the moduli space of Yang-Mao connection, if you decompose them into all the strata, this mu, then it has this description, and then this V mu is the connective component of this moduli space. And so this detail I would just be explaining using the UN case, because UN case is the easiest thing you see, and it has a very nice combinatoric way to look at how the strata should look like. But for this other classical Lie group, we did several others, is in the second reference that I wrote in the first page. So if you're interested, you can look at it. So if your G is UN, and this principal bond though, P has chain, first chain class equals to K, then the index set I and K is defined like this. So you would have K1 divided by N1, and it repeated N1 times, and then K2 divided by N2 repeated N2 times, all the way till Km divided by Nm repeated Nm times, and then such that Kj are all the integer, possible integer, and then Nj are positive integer. Sorry, Kj are integer. It doesn't have to be positive, but Nj has to, because it represents the rank. This thing actually comes from the algebraic picture, so you have those. And the sum of Nj has to be the same as this rank, and the sum of Kj has to be the same as the degree. And this equation, this relation is that it has to be strictly decreasing. So this is the index set. And then that gives you all the possible strata for a moduli space of for the space of connections over a Riemann surface. So if your mu is inside of this index set, then let your x mu be this element in the Lie algebra. So it's minus 2 pi I diagonal matrix of this k1 n1, and then all the way till Km, Nm. So this matrix is in the Lie algebra. And then let the C mu denote the conjugacy class of X mu. So Atiyabat's result is that all the strata should be, so all the strata for the space of connections up here should be given by all this possible mu. So all the possible mu from here should give you all the strata. And the reduction formula is that, so V mu quotient out by UN, because you are considered UN group, it will be the product of all those things. I draw a picture which might be easier to see what it is. So this is the N equals to 5 case, 2 case. So what it does is that if you have a horizontal row, so this represents the rank, and then so because now you what is kind of blurry, it's not very clear. So N equals to 5, K equals to 2, and what you do is you fix the initial point, which is 0, 0, and then you fix the end point, which is 5, 2, and then you draw all the possible convex polygon. And that will give you all the possible strata on the space of connection. So as long as it's a convex polygon, then it gives you one strata. And the way to denote them is by using the slope of them. So see this one, the slope is 2 over 5, right? So you repeat it 5 times. And then like this one, so this slope, the first one is 6, so 6 over 1, and then here is 2, 2, and then here's 2 minus 6. So the sum over, sorry, the first page. So this is K1, K2, K3, this is N1, N2, N3, the sum has to be the same. Now that gives you all the possible strata. And the reduction formula over there actually just means this. So if you look at the green one, what it does is that, so U5, if you consider this particular mu, right, so then the x mu is minus 2 pi I diagonal matrix of this mu, and the stabilizer of that would be U1 times U2 times U2. So if you draw that into the block, it gives you the reduction. So the first one is the U1 block. The second one is the U2 block. And the last one is also the U2 block. So originally, the moduli space of Yang-Mao connection of type mu would become the product of the moduli space of central Yang-Mao connection of smaller rank. But this only happens in the UN case. For other group, you would involve other kind of group. It's not just the UN, but for UN case, it is quite nice. You just basically reduce it. And then so the way to look at it combinatorically is you just do this. And so this way you can see all the possible strata, right? So it's quite easy to see. Oh, okay. And then what does the involution do on this index set then? Right? So what you have is also very nicely, so this tau originally, this involution that we have on the space of connection, now induce involution on the index set. And as we said that the principal bundle, the pullback bundle, has to be trivial, right? So the K has to be zero, so this is zero. And this tau action is actually, you basically just do the mirror, but it's not the mirror of this thing, but the mirror of the picture that you can draw. So now because it's N zero, right? So the starting point and end point are both on the x-axis, right? And then so you draw all the possible polygon. And then the tau works like this. So it just do the mirror, and then you get another picture. That's your strata. So it will map the strata to another strata. And then so the only strata that's going to be fixed is if it's invariant under this mirror thing. So you can see it quite nicely. And then so if it is fixed, then it means that this mu has to look like this. So the first part and the last part has to be similar, just minus of them. And in the middle could have zero, right? And so here is just, you can write it out as different index sets, but this thing that we particularly specified is because when your mu is inside of this type, actually the strata is connected. So if it's connected, then it means what? It means that it comes from one particular bundle. Because downstairs you have two different kind of bundle. You have positive bundle and you have negative bundle. And then so you have to know which bundle it comes from. But if it's disconnected with two components, like this one, you will have two components. It means that it comes from both bundle, will contribute to upstairs. So this is how you get all the strata in a UN case. So this is home. The moduli space was not exactly the moduli space, but the representation variety of the Yang-Mao connection. Then the connected components are like this, because for the non-reversible surface, you have positive bundle, you have negative bundle. But for the orientable case, you only have one, right? Because sorry, you have all the possible K, not one. The one is just the flat one. So you have two possible bundles, so plus and minus. And you will have all this thing. And the V mu, this X, will lies inside of C mu divided by 2, the conjugate class of X mu divided by 2. And the way to look at them is this picture. Easier to see instead of all this formula. So U2 case is quite special because for U2, all the strata actually intersect with the fixed point set. So here's U2. So G is U2, the strata on the space upstairs. So these are all the strata upstairs. So you can see this red one. So the red one represents that it comes from the positive bundle. So for here, you would have two components. And then both of them, like, they come from different bundle. But upstairs, so for this strata, 1 plus minus 1, 2 minus 2, 3 minus 3, so this will come from the positive bundle, but this one will come from the negative bundle. And it also depends on what surface you will consider. So this is for the connect sum of a Riemann surface with an RP2. This is lower one is for the connected sum with a Riemann surface with a Klein bottle. You notice that the order actually switched because this part, this minus 1 times I plus K, it decides what bundle it comes from. Okay, so for this, it is plus, minus, plus, minus. For this one, it's minus, plus, minus, plus. So it actually varies. But at least in here, all the strata would intersect with a fixed point set. But for the U3 case, it doesn't. So this way, you can see all the possible strata, and you would know which bundle it comes from. So for the U3 case, as we said, only those strata which is like mirrored under this thing, which is fixed under this mirror, it would survive. So those are the strata which comes from downstairs. So every strata is actually disconnected with two components, and one component comes from the positive bundle, the other component comes from the negative bundle. So all the strata has two components, and all the way up. So the strata is R0 minus R. And all this other strata, as we said, if you consider upstairs, because it's U3 and it's over Riemann surface, so of course you would have all this possible thing, right? Because you can just draw any other vertex and you connect them into any convex polygon, but that does not give you any strata coming from downstairs. So those strata, we do not want to look at them. And the reduction formula in this Naurian for business is also kind of different from the oriental case, because now, as you see, the moduli space of type mu Yang-Mao connection, it is the product of something. So this is the moduli space of flat connection and of smaller ring. So N0 is the number of the zero in between. Okay. So it is a product of the moduli space of flat one over the Naurian surface times the moduli space of smaller ring as well, UNJ of central Yang-Mao connection, so they are all the same, over the double cover. Right? Or it would just be the product of the moduli space of type mu Yang-Mao connection, the central one, over the Naurian bushel, over the double cover. So it is not the same as the orientable case, because orientable case you only involve the same surface with smaller ring, but now you involve both the orientable surface and the double cover and smaller ring. Good, I'm in time. And yeah, so the last thing is that just if you want to look at other classical compilee group, the strata is not as easy to see because you would have to consider the so-called Atiabat point. You consider all the principal, all the parabolic bundle, and all this different type, and the reduction is very different as well, because then you would not just have that, but you would have other classical group involved. Okay, I'm done. Sorry.
Thank you very much.